The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed. When it is sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the greatest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky shall dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them. But to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The end of that gospel is very interesting. Without parables, Jesus did not speak to the crowds, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. Why did he speak differently to the ones he knew were his disciples and those who were just in the crowds? He knew that he had to come to them in a different way, that each of us is at a different point in our life when we get more or less out of hearing his word. Yet, as St. Paul says, we know that we walk by faith, not by sight. And then Paul exhorts us to be courageous. The Lord presents to us very simple images. A sower casts forth seed. He throws it on the ground, the rains come, and it grows. And Lord knows, anybody that's a farmer doesn't have any work to do the rest of the time, but he just harvests it, right? Not really. What he's saying is actually talking to a people who are farmers. Farmers who know how hard it is to get a good crop, to get things to grow, to cultivate and to prune, and then to harvest. Growing vineyards is not an easy thing to either. And the Lord tells us all about grafting the vines and pruning and getting good grapes and all sorts of things like that. And since most of us are not farmers, some of us are, but those of us who are not, we just go to the store and, gee, it's really easy to get those grapes. And it's really easy to find bread, and it's very easy to find all sorts of foods. But Jesus is talking to a people who are agricultural. They know how to raise crops. They know how to raise livestock. They know about animals and animal husbandry. They know about the things of the earth. And so when we hear his parables, sometimes we think, oh yeah, good shepherd, yeah, this good shepherd, he's a good shepherd. Well, there's also bad shepherds. There's people that don't know what they're doing. But if you want to produce good crops, you have to be a good farmer. And the Lord is telling us that he is the sower. He sows the seed of his word. It scatters abroad, and it grows up in the hearts, minds, and souls of his people. For some, it is planted deep within, so deep within that it is ingrained in those who believe, because they walk by faith and not by sight. that they are courageous. And Paul goes on and says, therefore we aspire to please him, whether we are at home or away, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. Jesus says then, to what shall we compare the kingdom of God? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth, but once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that birds of the sky may dwell in its shade. I don't know about you, and I don't know too much about mustard trees, but I've seen mustard seeds, and I've always wondered about this parable because of all the seeds in my spice rack or herb rack, it happens to be the largest seed. So these mustard seeds that Jesus is talking about must be a different species. So don't look in your jars and think, yeah, there he goes again. They're the size of a pellet. They're big before they get ground up. But, you know, you wonder about things as your mind wanders, sometimes at Mass. But I think the Lord is telling us something very profound, that contained in the little things of life, there are great treasures, and he's giving us a great treasure today. In the prophet Ezekiel, he tells us something more about trees. He tells us, all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. The Lord asks us to walk in humility, to walk humbly, receiving gifts from him. And gifts are just that. They are gifts. They are not what we're owed. They're not our reward that we will receive without doubt. Gifts are gracious goodnesses that are extended to us. The trick to the Lord's gifts, and it's not him tricking us, but us trying to trick him perhaps, is that sometimes we expect to be rewarded by him for what we do. Yet, we can do nothing without him. So every good deed we do, every good work we perform, every gift that we receive is from him. Every bit of it. Because we cannot bring ourselves into existence. Our lives are from him. They are not what we choose. We get what we get. Someone the other day said to me as he was leaving church, life is like a box of chocolates. And of course, then my mind wandered through that movie, which I liked so much. Can't think of the name of it. What is it called? Forrest Gump. Oh, Forrest Gump. Okay. I sometimes am a little dense. Life is like a box of chocolates. But you know, there's something profound in that movie, in that that man who had so many things against him made the best of it and accepted the gifts of the Lord in such a way that he never became haughty, arrogant, prideful, mean-spirited. He was a good man. And we are called today, here I led into Father's Day, as men to be good fathers, to be good husbands, to be good brothers. Except if you're women. You're called to be mothers and sisters. The Lord gives us opportunities, and we have them each and every day. And that's why we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass. We come because we love the Lord, and we want to offer him our thanks, our thanksgiving to him, as we offer up ourselves with bread and wine to be changed, not just the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, but us too. We expect to be changed somehow and helped each day more and more. By receiving his body and blood, we become his body and blood. That is why when the distribution of communion occurs, we say the body of Christ and look you in the eye, because you are becoming the body of Christ. It's not that we're saying this is the body of Christ. We're saying the body of Christ. Pray God that we all enter more fully into his kingdom. Jesus shows us the way. Paul tells us to be courageous. Sometimes we hear things in the world that seem to contradict our Catholic faith. And they sound pretty good on the surface. Equality, all sorts of things about everybody's the same. But that's not anything that comes out of the scriptures. There is to be a judgment. The Lord tells us about the judgment. He explains all to the disciples in private. May what you hear in the church be what Jesus wants you to hear, so that we understand that the seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever.